This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more.
Rescue 1, respond, reported physical rescue, 127 East Michigan, time is 1046.
Welcome to Tips, Today in Public Safety, brought to you by the Next Generation 911 Institute. Where we take an inside look at the men and women behind the numbers 911. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Each year during the month of April, the National 911 Education Coalition provides free information, posters, and educational handouts to help public safety answer points increase the public awareness around dialing 911. They allow the individual agencies to select from a variety of outreach messages in an effort that a familiar voice is maintained while allowing organizations to speak together with one voice. The National 911 Education Coalition has selected Be 911 Ready as the 2013 campaign theme for the National 911 Education Month starting on Monday, April 1st. The primary messages for this year are Know Where You Are. Where are you right now? Could you tell a 911 call taker exactly where to find you? You see, one of the first things that you'll be asked by a 911 call taker is to provide the location of the emergency that you're reporting. The call taker may not automatically know your location, or they may be asking you to confirm it. So always be aware of your surroundings and be able to tell the call taker the location of the emergency. Or if you don't know, describe it by providing landmarks such as cross streets, mileposts, or unique geographic surroundings. Your corporate telephone system, or PBX, may not be reporting your proper location. Be sure you know where you are. Don't text to 911. Although that technology is rapidly coming, your local 911 may not be able to accept text messages, photos, or video. A voice call continues to be the best way to reach 911, as the current 911 system was designed for voice communications. Use a landline. Whenever possible, use a landline to call 911. You see, cell phones aren't always routed to the closest 911 center, and valuable time could be lost while your call is transferred. Stay calm and ready to listen. 911 is there to help you through your emergency until help arrives. Be ready to listen closely and follow directions explicitly. In an emergency, seconds matter, so being knowledgeable and prepared can make all the difference in the world. Help 911 help you. The more you know on what to expect when you call 911, the faster 911 can get you the help you need. If you dial 911 for a non-emergency matter, you're tying up resources that could be needed in a real emergency. Even with no training, you can save a life. Carefully follow each instruction the 911 call taker gives you, and never hang up until the call taker does. This is just a sample of the great information that you'll find at www.know911.org. That's www.know911.org. Be sure to visit them on the web for some great information about the campaign, messages, Know 911 resources, as well as links to the various state agencies and industry groups. Millions of lives are saved each and every year because people know what to do when they call 911 for help. Do you?
You've been listening to Tips, Today in Public Safety, brought to you by the Next Generation 911 Institute. For more information on today's program, go to www.ng911institute.org. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.